Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go. Now it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies basketball back in action tonight down at FedEx Forum. Pregame right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Going to start at 6:30. Tip off, of course, with Great Eric Hasseltine at 7. Grizzlies taking on a Philly team that's 12-10 coming up in here. We said it's one of three games over the next 4 days. So Grizzlies will be busy over the weekend. That trip going to continue on Sunday in Detroit. Detroit, by the way, just beat Dallas last night. Probably says more about Dallas than it does anything about Detroit. Beat them in overtime. Detroit's been bad. I think worst record in the East still, even with the win last night. Then you're back home on Monday against a Miami team. That's been a little bit of a struggle. Yep. For a team that John used to adore. He certainly does not this year. There's not much to like about that team. Still got Jimmy, though. Grizz 5-point favorites tonight against the 76ers. Joel Embiid will be in action. P.J. Tucker will be in action. De'Anthony Melton, former Grizzly, will be in action. We've talked about that storyline, him coming back to FedEx Forum for the first time since being traded. Philadelphia, I mentioned this in the first hour, they are number 3 in the NBA in defensive rating. Only Milwaukee and Cleveland have been better, so you better bring your hard hat, especially in an offense that's without Desmond Bane. He has been ruled out, obviously, with the toe. Does feel like he's getting closer. Has been participating in some warm-up stuff, some shooting stuff, took off the boot. So you feel like you're getting close, but it won't be tonight. And again, against a good defensive team, somebody, Jaren, Dylan Brooks, hopefully they'll get more bench production. You got 13 from Roddy the other night, even though it wasn't enough. You're going to need help offensively tonight against a good defensive 76ers team.
You know I love my man PJ. So
he's helped bring the edge defensively, as he usually does. Grizz are 5-point favorites. We're not scared. No. But I do agree with saying that I think you want to go 2-1 here in a jumbled West against some teams that, frankly, right, have been struggling, especially Detroit and Miami. You'd like to see them come out of this little three-game stretch here, 2-1.
The problem is
it's about to get a lot tougher, schedule.
No doubt. And you, again, you just hope that you have your dudes. You know, you just hope you have your dudes back with you when it's time to roll. Jimmy Butler is back from Miami. So I believe this is his first game back tonight against the Celtics in a long time. So, you know, at home, you got to take care of business.
Also saw that Harden is expected to come back on this road trip for Philly, but not tonight for them. But he is close, obviously, for Philly. That'll help them as they try to climb their way back into things in the East. Like we said, sitting at 12-10. But a certainly good Philadelphia team coming here right now, even without James Harden, without Tyrese Maxey, still one that you better put some respect on. Tobias Harris can get you. He's been playing pretty well offensively of late, and like we said, a pretty good defensive team. So Grizzlies, needless to say, going to need to be a lot cleaner effort than we saw against Minnesota with the season-high 27 turnovers. I suspect we'll see as much.
Next story.
All right, college football weekend, man. Excited about this. Kicking off with an unbelievable tilt tonight. Right, actually, not tonight. No. Right now. Akron, Buffalo.
Oh, please.
They're playing right now, Jason. We're actually going to...
That's my man Allnut, though, still, isn't it?
Is it?
And I think Mark Allnut is still the Buffalo AD.
Bro is playing for the championship with a 5-6 record against a team that is 2-9.
Wow.
I don't know how this is possible.
And
I don't know.
That you would put that in here. That,
well, they play college football there too, big dog.
That doesn't deserve any.
What's going to be the difference between these two teams and the league that Memphis is about to be in?
Trent Dilfer.
Exactly. Trent Dilfer.
Maybe Deion. I don't know.
I don't understand. There's no way this is a championship game. But it's got to be. What else could it be? Akron's 1-6. Buffalo's 4-3 in the league. I mean, what are we talking about here? I can't make sense of it, Jason. But yes.
Stay away.
After we get through this one, we will have Utah USC tonight. And I know that Jason has dismissed this game because
all of a sudden you care about Pac-12 football.
Well, because the future of the NFL is playing, bro. That's why. How many years in a row did we talk about Trevor Lawrence before he was eligible to be drafted? Four?
Yeah, I mean, two years we talked
about. All right,
about
so this falls within that window. Caleb Williams is the next Mahomes. I'm putting it out there right now.
You are going too far.
He's the next Mahomes, dog. He makes plays that make no sense. He makes throws that are, like, magical, truly. I mean, I really do. Like, I hope that the Raiders are bad enough next season to where they can draft that dude. Because
size, please.
That was – that
is size.
I mean, I know, bro. He's 6'1", 6'2". You know, right, he's a smaller guy.
You can't compare him to Trevor Lawrence?
How big is Deshaun Watson? Is he a big guy?
Big enough, yeah. I think I want to tell you he's 6'3 or something. 6'2", 215.
Okay, that's basically comparable to Caleb Williams, man. I mean, Caleb Williams is not much smaller than that. Caleb Williams is 6'1", 216. So you're talking about an inch difference here. I mean,
he don't look as big as Deshaun.
This ain't Drew Brees here. And he's mobile. He's a mobile quarterback.
Okay.
So if you want to see the future.
Size concerns me.
If you want to see the future of the NFL, you will watch Fox tonight when Caleb Williams takes on the Utah Utes. That's my preview of that game.
You're telling me that right now he will be the number one pick in the 2024 draft?
Without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow
like,
of
I'd
a
like
doubt.
To keep this tape.
Not
tape,
even
the tape
a,
on this one.
Not even a question.
All right.
Not unless there's a team that doesn't need a quarterback that somehow got the number one pick.
Well, right. That yes, that's an understandable caveat.
But if it's a team that needs a QB, which is more than likely it will be, pick a number one. Yeah.
Okay.
Caleb Williams. You know what his numbers are this year, right?
I don't have them in front of me. I know they're impressive. Go right ahead. We'd love to hear them.
3,700 yards passing. That's seventh in the country. Mm-hmm. 34 touchdowns. That's sixth in the country. Only 3 interceptions. That is eighth in the country. I mean, he's got a 66% completion percentage. His quarterback rating is 168.5. This dude is incredible. No mistakes against Notre Dame. 18 of 22, 232 last week. 1 touchdown, no picks. You know what he did against UCLA? Just hung 470 yards on him. I think if you want to watch the future, I always like to know, like, who's next. You know, the next gen Grizz. That's Caleb Williams, man. I love him. And look, maybe it's the offense. Maybe it's the Lincoln Riley effect here.
Right.
And that's just really what it boils down to in against weak Pac-12 offenses. But I'd be willing, if I'm a GM, to stake my career on that talent because, you know, that's I think it's there. Beyond that, you have Kansas State, TCU. That number's coming down. That number is now down to 1.5 at some places, which – what does that tell you? Money is coming in. Sharp money, smart money is coming in on the Wildcats. I watched them against Kansas last weekend. Now, Kansas is not the Kansas that we saw in the first half of the season, mm-hmm. but they did a good job of shutting those dudes down. Now, TCU's a different breed. We know that. They're undefeated. Max Duggan's a Big 12 player of the year, all that. But, you know, from a picks perspective here, I like the team that's motivated. You know, is TCU motivated? I guess they're relively motivated, but I think they saw Tuesday night, and they know that as long as we don't get humiliated,
well,
which they're not going to do,
right.
They're not going to do, it doesn't. They don't have to win this game is the point. Kansas State.
They're going to go down there, though, and really not be up for a championship
But I think Kansas State's a good team, too, though. I really do.
Okay.
I think they're a good football team.
That's fair.
I think they're a good football team, and I think they have all the ingredients and all the makings. That run game, Deuce Vaughn. I mean, TCU's defense sucks.
They played with fire all year long.
Iowa State is not a good example. I mean, their offense is one of the worst in the country. They're last in every category in the Big 12. So don't get carried away by what they did last weekend, having only 14 points. Mm-hmm. This is going to look a lot different. I guess I would lean Tulane over UCF. I have no great feel on that one. You know, Michigan probably no doubt winning. No real thought on the spread. And then I would say UNC against Clemson. I don't think Clemson is very good. What do they have to play for here at this point? Georgia's going to do what they do, right? So that's the weekend of college football. It's going on now. Akron, Buffalo, granddaddy of them all.
And then, I don't understand the records in that game. Yeah, we're going to need some clarification.
Yeah, that's
MAC championships tomorrow, actually.
Okay, so what is this? You know what this is? This is a makeup game. That's what this is.
And you put that trash on this slate.
Yeah, sorry. What's going on now? It's like in the midst of
in
the midst of college football championship week, we have this week. Like, I would have just said, hey, let's not play this game. Now, Buffalo is playing for a bowl. That's what they're playing for. They have 5 wins. So I guess that's why they decided to go ahead and play it.
Let's get it all nut.
But, this is not championship. It's like, what the hell is going on? There's something is afoot, and now it makes sense. This is not a championship game at all. This is the opposite of a championship game. Sean Salisbury is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him. Bill Belichick ain't so great when he ain't got the Jimmys and Joes, is he?
It looks bad, bro.
He ain't got the Jimmys and Joes, and it shows up. It shows up against the good team. So we'll talk to him about that. Preview week 13 in the NFL. 49ers, Dolphins is a nice one.
Yeah.
All that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
Notchar gives for Jackson. Blows by Noel and a monster two-handed hammer for Jaren Jackson Jr.
Friday night, it's the Grizzlies taking on the 76ers. We'll have the pregame at 6:30. The tip at 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine live on 92.9.
The SEC.
SEC. Saturday, it's the SEC Championship. LSU taking on the Georgia Bulldogs at 3 live. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean Salisbury is the host of the Sean Salisbury Show in Houston on Sports Talk 790. Former NFL QB joins us every Friday, joins us now. Sean, what's happening, man?
All good, fellas. How you doing?
All is good. So how do you diagnose what is going on in New England? It feels kind of crazy that that offense is as anemic as it is under Bill Belichick. What's going on?
Well, I think, they don't have a ton of weapons. I mean, they've got some stuff to do. They got to get some players, more of them, playmakers. And we're so used to, before Brady left, of even when they didn't have playmakers until the very end there where he had to babysit guys of – and they've got decent players. And I'm talking about look around the league at the explosive offenses. Mac Jones is a good player, but I also think you've slowed the process down of him as well by, and listen, they'll tell you, for instance, if somebody comes up to me and says, Sean, can you coach linebackers? Sure. I can coach linebackers. Not as good as Matt Patricia can. Mm-hmm. I know how to attack linebackers, but technique and this guy's going to cover him. Look how he's playing. Of course, you think you can, but I know there's plenty better that can coach it, and I'm not taking away from anybody, but it just seems odd to me if Lane Kiffin called me today and said, hey, Sean, I'd like you to come coach special teams. Well, I guess I can coach special teams because I've seen enough of it and watched it, but all the tricks of the trade that John Fossil and all the great – I mean, good gracious, I'd be playing catch-up. And I don't care how long you're in the league. Hell, the opposite is true. You're asking a guy, and I know when you're a defensive coordinator, you know how to attack offenses. I always tell my quarterbacks, I said, go sit with the defensive coordinator or the DB coach or the linebacker coach, but the defensive side of the ball, sit with them every week. Ask them how they'd attack you as a quarterback. What are your weaknesses and strengths that they see studying you on tape, you know, from the practice field, or how they'd attack you? I think it's important, and I would encourage everybody to do it, but no offense. Regardless, I'm never going to be able to teach linebackers the way a great linebacker coach in this league teaches them. Now, I can coach the offensive side, but do you think I can coach offensive line the same way somebody at Hudson Hauk could? Hell no. I know what they're supposed to do, but there's technique and little things to the position. I think by not having a true offensive coordinator, by taking a guy who's been a long-time defensive coordinator and stick him on the offense, say, go call quarterback plays. Matt Patricia doesn't know a damn thing, and I don't mean it against him, but what's he going to tell him about mechanics when things break down?
Right.
Go talk to Peyton Manning? Well, then go hire Peyton Manning. You get my point? So I can look at a lineman and say, you know, get your ass down and make sure you use your hand. I know what they got to do. But the little intricacies of a position, I mean, I knew how to hit a baseball. I knew how to pitch it, but as a hitter, if you're an outfielder, hell, you don't know what the angle of approach or the things he's doing on his off days to go pitch and get ready. So I think they've set the offense back by not giving him a true offensive coordinator to coach him up. I do. I mean, and Matt knows how to attack defense. The problem is, does he know how to put an offense together to attack defenses? Just because you're a really good coach or a good assistant doesn't mean you're great at the techniques of every position. And I just think that we get big egos in this world and think, oh, I can do anything. Well, for a job, I guess you can on a football field. I think they've taken a step back. I don't have any problem with Mac Jones yelling at the coach and them, you know, you catching him on the sidelines. That happens 1,000 times a game. But they've taken a step back, and Bill is a defensive guy. They're missing something on the offensive side of the ball, and it's blatant.
Yeah. What are we going to learn about the Dolphins this week against the 49ers, Sean? I've seen a lot of the narrative, well, last, you know, five games, they haven't really beaten anybody. They do have a win over the Bills this season, by the way, and they're in prime position in the AFC East. Does Mike McDaniel, my partner likes to ask, is Mike a genius? Are we learning that this guy's a genius? Is it Tua in the weapons? Does it slow down significantly against the 49ers? How you think this one plays out?
Yeah, even geniuses finish in second place sometimes. I mean, there's a lot of those guys in a league that, you know, you're matching wits with other guys. Mike McDaniel's a brilliant play caller and brilliant in his ability to the way he approaches different players, the way he's handled Tua, cutting up 700 pieces of tape so Tua knows how good he is when he first got there. The way he jokes with it. I think, listen, it's one thing to be a coach and to stand over and oversee it. It's another thing to be able to teach it. And since he's the head coach and calling the plays, he's got to do both and then be a play caller that stays in rhythm while being able to oversee an entire team.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike's really bright. This is an Ivy League guy who has got analytical, you know, got the analytics brain, but also thinks from a player's standpoint and how to attack. He's brilliant. There's no doubt. But he's going up against the guy who was his mentor and who's been side by side, shoulder to shoulder with him. Mike is part of the genius that was in San Francisco, but Kyle's really good. So I'll tell you what, and I'm so the narrative of, well, who have they played? Well, I understand that they may have played some teams like the Texans, but there's other teams who have rolled through Houston and had to beat them too.
Right.
I mean, and then when they play them, they dominate them. They're up 30-0. They could have won 63-0 last week if they wanted to play four quarters. It was that embarrassing for the Texans. So what you're going to get is two coaches who know each other, who can finish each other's sentence.
Yeah.
Two coaches are going to have some fun gamesmanship and respect each other that I'm sure if Mike handed Kyle his game plan and Kyle handed Mike his game plan, they'd say, oh, yeah, of course you're doing this on 3rd and 5 in the red zone. These are your 3 or 4 top plays. But what they're going to face is we're seeing what I think is the best defense in the NFL against what I think is as explosive offense as there is in the NFL with an accurate quarterback who's like first in every pressure and zone category in the league and should be at the top of the MVP banter. Mm-hmm. And you got defense and DeMeco Ryans, they're flying around. They're first in about 8 different categories on defense. So, listen, 1 or 2 turnovers are going to be a difference in a game. And does Jimmy miss the open throw for the 49ers? Do the Miami Dolphins deal with, because we know, guys, they're a great passing team, but they're not the best running team in the league. Now, they've gotten better. They threw 30-plus times in the first half against the Texans. So if you can make them one-dimensional and they got to drop back and pass, what kind of pressures does – or zones does DeMeco Ryans dial up? I think this is we got a great weekend of football,
yes,
and
this
is at the top of the list, and we're going to find out because somebody's moving up the power rankings. I think both teams, regardless of what happens this weekend, are Final Four caliber teams. I really do.
It's not a game that is going to get a ton of attention in terms of, you know, what it means for each team, but, I mean, you got a really intriguing one this weekend in your neck of the woods as Deshaun Watson is, of course, making his debut for the season against his former team in Houston. I know the season is over for the Texans, but in terms of motivation, it probably does not get a whole hell of a lot better than that. What do you expect to see from Deshaun Watson and outside of the Texans? What do you expect to see from both of those sides this weekend?
Well, let's turn with the Texans. Guys, and I've watched every one of their games twice. And you go on radio and you talk about it, and you know, the first time you watch it, you get an overview, and then you go back and say, okay, why? And I'm going to tell you, they've gotten worse as the season's gone on, not gotten better. There's some players that Christian Harris, there have been some players, like we know Damian Pierce now, he's touched the ball like 15 times in the last two games. That's not enough. Mm-hmm. But we are individuals, but as a group, and I'm a glass half full guy. I went into this season optimistic, so I'm not that hater because they're losing and panderer because they're winning, you know, all that stuff. But I will tell you that I watch them closely. They are as putrid a football watch as there is in a league. They do not tackle. They can't cover anybody. You saw the windows against the Dolphins. It was like throwing to Big 12 windows or high school windows when you're like a 6A playing a 2A. They are ill-prepared. They've got – the energy is horrendous. And I like Lovie Smith, but their answer to a bad game weekly, I could go through and not watch a game. I mean, from the rest of the season and when the result comes out, without looking at tape, probably tell you what happened because it's been Groundhog Day. And I'm trying to be honestly, I know I am. I'm just telling you. And that it feels like the other opposing teams playing 7-on-7. Their answer to the three of them is, oh, we play hard. Well, thank goodness. You probably should. That's your job. Two is we're not getting blown out that often. That's been said every week. And three is, you know, we're the patience and we're building some here. We're close. That's what they say every week. So if Cleveland plays 85%, they're going to curb stomp the Texans. Now, the Texans will hang around down 30-0, score 15 points, and make it feel like the score is closer. They've got some individuals that are good, but I don't know how, if Deshaun plays normal and they run the football, how you're going to stop Nick Chubb from running for 180 yards. Now, with Deshaun Watson, there'll probably be a little bit of rust. Mm-hmm. But I've watched the guy enough as a player, regardless of the stuff off the field and the sidebar. And you'd be shocked at how little a buzz there is about him coming here. People wanted to talk about Jose Abreu at first base more than they want to talk about Watson the last 2 weeks. It's, you know, is it going to be uncomfortable? The reason people may not show up or cheer as loudly or boo him is because the Texans are 1-9-1. If they were 6-5, mm-hmm. national coverage would be all over this, even though neither team's very good. But the Browns got good people. I will not be shocked if Deshaun Watson plays really good football. Now, it's going to get better for him, but he's a different cat when it comes to football. If we're just compartmentalizing, I would expect him to play well. I don't think they're going to heap a lot of stuff on him, but if all of a sudden Nick Chubb's going haywire and they put 8 or 9 guys down low near the line of scrimmage, you're going to have to play man-to-man on Cooper and Amari Cooper and you know, David Njoku and the group and Peoples Jones. And if you don't hit him, they're going to be hell to pay. So until somebody proves to me they can play 4 quarters of football and not look like they've checked out and are ill-prepared and have something outside the box, I'll take Cleveland. And I think Watson will play just fine.
We getting a shootout in Chiefs-Bengals? Sean, this is another one of those great matchups.
I took the over. I did. We picked games, and I took the over at what I think is 52 or 53. I think we're going to get some points. I trust both of these quarterbacks to do that, regardless of who's banged up and who's playing and who's not. I think so. I think it gets down to boom, 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 and you'll see early if they score quickly, like it's 14-14 in the first quarter. Yeah, I would probably take the over on this, because I think both quarterbacks are so accurate and so poised. Looks like Cincinnati's starting to get into a flow, right, guys? Early in the season, it was like, blah. Now they're the team in the AFC that you're kind of, ooh, let's keep an eye on them. They could be dangerous because Burrow loves this stuff. He just does. And we know what Mahomes is all about. So I think the defenses are going to have a hard time stopping both these quarterbacks. You better hit them, and that's going to be hard to do because both of them are very good in the pocket, and, you know, Pat's great off schedule, but Burrow gets rid of the ball quickly. I think you'll see some home runs in the game.
If I gave you a team of Pro Bowl weapons around both of them and told you you had to choose between Burrow or Mahomes over the next five, just Sean Salisbury personal preference, which QB you taking? Is it tough?
Good gracious, it's very tough.
So.
I'm gonna play Mahomes one game and Burrow the next. I've seen more body of work from Mahomes, so I'm gonna go with him. Because just all the stuff he does that's off schedule.
Yep.
Now, and he can make on schedule plays. It's just it's weird. You're not supposed to be able to do. It's kind of like watching Caleb Williams last week in the college game. It's like you're not supposed to be able to do that stuff. It's just it's like alien stuff. And Mahomes does it every week and has been doing it since he came in the league. Now, if you say Sean, is it a blowout? Meaning the quarterback, you're taking him, no question over Burrow? No. And I'm not getting through five quarterbacks over the next 5 years without Burrow being one of them. He's the best. He's got the best pocket awareness and the ability to manipulate the pocket. He's the best in the league since Brady about maneuver and reset, keep his eyes up the field. And we've seen what he did with a team that couldn't block last year at the line of scrimmage,
sure
gets
did.
Into a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah, he's really good. Same weapons, same thing. Mahomes. But you're not getting through three or four without Burrow's name being called in my book. I'd have him right there.
I'm with you.
We're talking to Sean Salisbury, joins us every single Friday here on the show. You mentioned Caleb Williams; he's playing tonight, and it's funny. I actually said the same thing watching him. It's like you're watching the second coming of Mahomes. What do you expect from him tonight? Does USC do your Trojan Sean exact revenge on Utah in the championship game?
I sure hope so. I've known Kyle Whittingham's been a friend of mine. He went to BYU. He was my host on my recruiting trip. So Kyle and I have known each other forever, and he's been the same guy ever since. He was nasty as a player, and nasty meaning he's physically tough, and his teams are DNA'd like that. They are nasty. They're physical. If they get you in a phone booth and get to play you like that and body blow you, you're in a bad way. And now they've added, you know, Cameron Rising. You saw the game against him where Kyle went for two to end the game in his own building when they beat SC in the two-point conversion instead of playing for the tie or overtime. And he wanted to end it right there. His teams do not get out-physicaled very often. The key for this one is if you're Caleb Williams and the Trojans, you got to – I don't know how you tenderize them a little bit, but I would think you'd probably want to create space and make them – and they're running the ball well now again, the Trojans are. And Caleb's playing better than – I think if he plays good tonight, he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. He's in front runner right now. And make him chase around and chase you. Just don't turn it over. But my concern is with Cam Rising, they can handle a shootout. They've been able to do it. So I need the Trojans' physicality on defense to ramp up a bit. But I also think that the best player, if ends are equal, I usually choose the best player. And the best player on the field is – Caleb Williams, let alone the country. I do think, but I think it's close. It gives me a little anxiety because I know how Kyle Whittingham's teams are. They hang around. I'm going to take the explosive speed tonight over the physicality in this game, but it will be close.
No, it should be, and I like it. I think, like, rather than try to pick a side here, I'm with you. Like, let me just take the over. You know, because I really do. Like, it feels like a coin flip to me. Like, Utah is perfectly capable of winning this game on a neutral site. You know, like,
right. That's the one team. Caleb, the SC is probably the team nobody in the playoff wants to play because you know the wild card. When you get a guy like last week, Notre Dame trying to hang around and getting back into it, and every time you put the ball in the guy's hands, he's making some. He had like eight moments last week, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they have the Heisman Trophy play. The dude had like a dozen of them in the game last week. So, yeah, the smart play is probably the over because defense, I mean, you're going to have to get a stop or two or maybe 44-41. But I don't think you want to deal with SC's offense if their defense could just – they'll turn you over and get a few sacks.
Yep.
But they give up a lot of points, and maybe it's because they score a lot. But when you had to overcome that, Caleb Williams has done so much. But, yeah, you're probably right if you're betting that's the way to go. But I can't do anything but bet for my Trojans, and let's hope it works tonight. I need it. It'd be a quick turnaround this year for what Lincoln Riley's done.
Yes, it would
absolutely.
Be.
Hey, Sean, man, appreciate this
Thank
every
you, man.
Week, man.
Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You
appreciate
too.
It. He is Sean Salisbury. Joins us every single Friday here on the show. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals where neither would surprise me. You know, a lot of pressure. USC has all the pressure in this game because they know that if they lose, they are not going to the Final Four. They are not getting it. So, you know, Utah has nothing to play for other than to keep them out, right? So
we said earlier this week USC is going to win because Benson's not there.
Yes.
She was there for that loss, right?
Good point. Great point, Jason. All right, we will come back. Patty's picks, 1 o'clock, 5 winners for you. Then, after that, Rob Doster going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, how are you trying to fan me? Yes,
one of the cool things about betting on the NFL over at FanDuel is that you can always find new player game props that you like. And what's cool is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game, score an even bigger payout. It's perfect for this weekend's great slate of games. Just talked about it with the great Sean Salisbury. There's a bunch of good ones this weekend. When you're putting together that same game parlay, QB going to go over on the passing yards, running back going to go over on the rushing yards, receiver going to go over under on the receiving yards. It can be that simple. You can make it as many legs as you want. And in the case of FanDuel, you've got a bunch of pre-built SGPs, same game parlays too. So for us beginners, just getting in on same game parlays, perfect way to learn. FanDuel's great. The live betting options are great. Easy to place your bet faster in a game. If you see a trend you like, they got the up to the second odds and stats, odds boosts and specials. The 929 boost has hit a couple of times this season. Get in on the fun. There's no feeling like nailing the same game parlay bet. So lock in that bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up today with the promo code JSmith for your no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code JSMITH. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL and of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9780.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of my favorite places in Memphis is Shoot 360. Well, I love basketball, and I'm looking forward to the day that Riley is old enough to put some jumpers up, because that's where I'm taking her, for sure. The technology there is the same technology that Steph and Clay and other guys in the NBA use to get better in the offseason, because it tells you, hey, you need to work on this, you need to work on your arc, you need to work on your depth, all these things that go into making a great jump shot and a great shooter. It's here in Memphis.
Your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew are going to love it. Membership's available. Get out there and check it out.
Yep, bunch of great packages in terms of those memberships John just mentioned. Best deal, probably the one-year commitment, 12 months at $130 a month. That's a great deal because it's unlimited access on that 130 month. They can be in there as long and for as many days as you'd like. And they're going to be taken care of. They're going to be getting better, interactive like we talked about, sort of like a video game. Except it won't just be their shot getting better, their ball handling, their passing, entire game getting better. They're having a lot of fun. You look up 30 minutes, they've taken 200, 250 jump shots. That jump shot looking good, looking like John Martin's jump shot. Prettier than it is effective, at least for him, because he didn't grow up going to shoot 360. We didn't have it until now. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future's now at Shoot 360. Go see him out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Good news for the United States. Christian Pulisic has been cleared. He has been cleared to play against the Netherlands tomorrow. Not that there was much doubt about that.
I've been all over this. Yeah. I've been all over this. He said he's fine. Actually said he didn't get hit in the you-know-what.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some controversy. People don't act like they don't believe him. He said it.
Very controversial.
So you got to believe it. Put his body on the line.
Just like Tom Rinaldi. Did you see Tom Rinaldi's travel schedule, man? Have you seen that?
No.
It's making the rounds around Twitter, his schedule the last 2 weeks?
No.
Bro, it's crazy. Like, honestly, it's I can't believe that.
Tom Rinaldi now of Fox, right? I still got to get used to that.
Yeah, so, and then it relates to the World Cup because, you know, obviously Fox has coverage of the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So this all happened in nine days for Tom. He went to the World Cup in Qatar, did a feature there, and then he took an 18-hour flight to Jersey back the next day. Then he flew from Jersey to Dallas the next day. Then he did the Cowboys-Giants game on Thanksgiving, flew from Dallas to Ohio right after that, did Michigan-Ohio State.
Good grief.
Right after that, he went to Kansas City to do Chiefs-Rams. Then he went right back to Qatar. He flew right back to Qatar to cover U.S.-Iran and do a Tyler Adams feature. This is all in 9 days, big dog. This man been to and from Qatar twice in 9 days. That's crazy.
He's earning the millions that he's getting now.
I mean, you would think at some point. Kind
of, yeah, you got to let him.
Like,
you gonna have to.
Can we not put somebody else on Michigan, Ohio State?
Yeah, you're gonna wear him down with that kind of schedule pretty quickly.
I mean, I know we're living in an age now where everybody's doing.
How much did he get from Fox?
The bag. I don't know exactly how many.
See, not Stephen A. Smith money, right? We're talking $4 million a year, $5 million a year.
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming more. I'm not in his pockets. I'm not pocket washing on Tom Rinaldi's contract.
Well, that's too much. They're going to burn him out. Does he have a family?
I'm sure he does. I have to believe it.
He's not home much.
Yeah. They gave him an offer that he couldn't refuse.
Mm-hmm.
So,
winner of 16 sports Emmys.
Yahoo from 20 reports that ESPN was told that $2 million per year that was where Tom Rinaldi's landing.
And they couldn't match that?
Damn. Well, I mean, these guys kind of go off the radar after they leave ESPN, as we saw with their who's the guy who did fantasy, Matthew Berry.
Yeah, he did.
So that's for cash grab. They go and take the money, which I don't blame them.
I'm kind of shocked. I'm kind of shocked that they wouldn't match Tom Rinaldi's $2 million offer. I mean, he is a brand there, at least. You know,
his feature stories were replaceable, apparently.
Apparently, so. They don't do them anymore. They don't.
What's the other guy? There's another guy though. Woad, there's another.
Yeah, they've got
another. You know
what
I'm talking about?
They have a
it's
feature.
It's not
guy.
Woad, but it's.
No, they have a
Woad.
Wojciechowski.
That's good. Yeah. He does it.
He's really good. I enjoy him. He did the one
he
at
does
Jackson State.
The feature stuff, exactly.
I think he's just as effective.
And
honestly.
I think that's the way they looked at it.
Yeah,
In terms of the feature stories we'll just put you on that. Now, Rinaldi is good, though, as a sideline reporter. He does add that aspect of it. Big game sideline reporter. I'm happy for him, man. I'm happy for him. If working that hard brings you happiness, because I can't see going back to Qatar like twice by all means, bro, go get it, man. Well,
that is like the thing though. It's like if he is married with children, like, bro, that is suffering. I mean, just realistically, like to go to and from Qatar. I mean, come on. I would be like, if I'm Tom, I know I got a big contract from you guys. I'd rather just stay here if I'm gonna cover Qatar and cover the World Cup. Like, let me just stay here and do it. You know, when the Olympics roll around, I'm not coming back and forth to cover. You know, what I'm saying
they're gonna kill the man.
Yeah. So anyway, I saw that and I was like, hey, that's absurd to ask somebody to do that much.
He didn't need to do that. He didn't need to do that Cowboys game either. Let's be real.
Exactly. You have a million different.
At least let the man be home on Thanksgiving. You know, you're making him work every other day of his life.
That's right. All right, we will come back. Patty's picks, going to give those out, and then Ooh. Rob Doster is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.